East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
A search continues in the Midlands for two planes that have disappeared. The Aeronautical Rescue Coordination Centre says one of the aircraft sent out a mayday call to their air traffic control earlier today. Both the aircraft failed to arrive at their destinations. There's very low visibility in the area near Nottingham Road, which has hampered search efforts. A Durban man is expected to appear in court soon for alleged possession of cocaine worth about 1.2 million rand. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The 51-year-old man was arrested last night after police raided his home on the Bluff. Itsegwini Metro Police say officers found 3 1-kilogram bricks of pure cocaine on the premises. They also seized a Glock 22 pistol, 45 live rounds of ammunition and 2 cell phones, among other items. The suspect faces charges of dealing and possession of cocaine and failure to safeguard a firearm. Police say investigations are continuing to determine whether he's linked to a larger drug network operating in Itsegwini and surrounding areas. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
South African farmers will soon be able to export 5 types of stone fruit to China. Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says they sealed the deal in Shanghai yesterday. Newswatch's Qinokutle Malinga reports.
The deal will see South African apricots, peaches, nectarines, plums and prunes shipped to the Asian country for the first time. Minister Steenhuisen says the move will help farmers access new markets, reduce dependence on traditional buyers and tap into China's growing demand for high-quality produce. He's added that the deal will also cushion the sector from the impact of U.S. tariffs and encourage further investment in farming communities. The department says the agreement could unlock about 400 million rand over the next 5 years, with the figure projected to double over a decade. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Music and video streaming giant Spotify and Netflix have signed a deal to bring several video podcasts produced by Spotify to Netflix's platform. Under the deal, 16 video versions of podcasts produced by Spotify Studios and The Ringer will be available on Netflix. They will start in early 2026 in the US before being rolled out to other markets. Spotify says it's also planning to bring similar opportunities to a wider range of podcasters in the future. Durban, a high of 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20 and Richards Bay 23.